WILL programs are made possible by the iCorn.com Seeds of Knowledge Video Scholarship Contest. Farmers nominate students who make a 90-second video and compete for a share of $30,000 in college scholarships from iCorn.com. More information is available online at iCorn.com.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Friday morning, everyone. Japan today cut interest rates for the first time in 7 years, expecting severe stress in the global economy to persist. The Bank of Japan cut its benchmark overnight call rate to 0.3% from 0.5%, a slightly smaller reduction than the quarter point that many had expected. The Bank of Japan's move followed a rate cut from the U.S. Federal Reserve earlier this week, and the European Central Bank and Bank of England are expected to do the same next week. The Commerce Department today says that U.S. consumers cut their monthly spending for the first time in 2 years during September, evidently bracing for hard times as jobs continue to disappear and credit conditions tighten. Consumer spending shrank by 0.3% in September and was flat in both August and July. The decline in monthly spending is the largest since a matching 0.3% fall in May of 2005. Meanwhile, a separate Labor Department report today showed U.S. employment costs rose 0.7% as expected in the third quarter, and wages and salaries were also up by 0.7%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading at 91.58, down 25 points. The NASDAQ at 16.79 is off 19. The S&P 500 at 9.48 is off just over 5.5 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. 866-837-9027.
Joining us now with a look at the weekend agricultural weather outlook is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning. And right now we're looking at some favorable weather for harvest operations continuing in the Midwest. There may be a few slight flies in the ointment for some here over the next couple of days, as we are going to probably see a few spotty light showers here and there. Looking at the radar right now, there's a little band of showers and thunderstorms in Missouri, weakening at this point, and most of the heaviest rain is now over the Ozarks, where crops aren't grown. There's just a few showers along and just north of I-70, very light at this point between Kansas City and Columbia. So the most of the production areas of Missouri are going to get either very light or no rain at all, and the rest of the Midwest Corn Belt is staying dry today. Cool front's going to come down out of the north tonight, and that could touch off a few spotty light showers in southern Wisconsin, southern Michigan, northern Indiana, northern Illinois, and northern Iowa tonight. But again, very light to spotty precipitation. Nothing that will really make the fields wet. And then we're going to have maybe a few more showers and drizzle come across parts of Missouri, Iowa, northern Illinois, northern Indiana as we go into Saturday night into Sunday morning. But there again, not enough to really slow things down for any long periods of time. Where the fields are temporarily wet, they'll dry out quickly. The more significant precipitation enters the western Midwest next week, starting early in the week out in portions of Minnesota. And it looks like also northwestern Iowa could share in some of that by the time we get to Tuesday, but most of the Midwest Corn Belt on into Election Day is going to be dry, especially east of the Mississippi River. So any problems with moisture that will slow field work down on Tuesday will be west of the Mississippi River in Iowa and Minnesota, actually technically east of the Mississippi River west in western Wisconsin. But most production areas will be dry on Tuesday. That area of rain will expand in coverage in the western half of the Midwest Corn Belt as we go into Wednesday, but it's going to be only very slowly progressing eastward, so it looks like dry weather will probably prevail over much of Illinois and Indiana and Ohio on Wednesday of next week. Illinois gets wet Wednesday night, and that rain pushes into Indiana on Thursday. Ohio, parts of Ohio may not get rain until Thursday afternoon of next week. So bottom line is the next several days there's pretty good weather for harvest operations, and then a deterioration in conditions will take place after that. And we're going to probably see more frequent showers and cooler weather as we go into the second week of November. So basically producers have a great window of opportunity to get things done now, and it becomes a little more iffy after the middle of next week. In the Delta and Southeast, dry weather is prevailing, and there's going to be rapid field work continuing in the Delta and much of the Southeast into the middle of next week. There could be a few showers in the eastern portions of the Southeast, but that's about it. And as far as the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt, most of the crop is planted. Any areas that aren't planted, there will be opportunities here over the next several days. Northern areas of the hard red winter wheat belt could have a few showers early next week. Turning to the southern hemisphere, showers and thunderstorms are going to occur on an occasional basis across Argentina over the next 10 days or so, as there's going to be several disturbances moving through there. Each one is probably not going to cause widespread significant rainfall, but over time, many areas will get some rain, which will be helpful to the newly planted crops there. But some dry weather in between will also allow for some planting. There will be some dry pockets. Southern Cordoba, for example, is rather dry at the moment, so we'll have to watch those pockets. But overall, no big deal. And in Brazil, no big changes to the forecast. It looks like some showers may move into the northeastern part of the country eventually, but that's still very dry, still quite wet in the southern part of Brazil, but most areas favorable. That's the growing areas. I'm Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 573.5 unchanged. Last trade down 8.25. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 540 up 2. Last trade down 6.25. March 561.5 up 2.75. Last trade down 6.25. July 585.75 unchanged. Last trade up 0.25. December corn opened at 408.5, down 1, last trade down 5.5. March, 426.75, down 3/4, last trade down 4.75. July, 450, unchanged, last trade down 6.5. November beans opened at 933.75, down 0.25, last trade down 13.75. July, 972, down 2.75, last trade down 12. December soybean meal opened at 282.20. Down 1.10, last trade down 5.10. December soybean oil opened at 34.30, down 18, last trade down 85. Cash hog trade in Peoria is steady with a top price of $36.50. Joining us now with a look at the opens and what's ahead for the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She's in West Bend, Indiana. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. How are you today?
I am doing well. Very quickly, don't have a lot of time today. Let me ask you if you are of the opinion that essentially for the next period of time you define, the markets really are just going to chop around sideways in here.
Well, I think that's real likely. I mean, when you see the rebound that we've made this week already, it's pretty impressive. But I think we're going to range trade. I think end users are going to sit on the sidelines, and especially until we're through the presidential election this next week, waiting to see what's going to happen. I would expect to see some pretty aggressive purchasing coming out of the export market maybe by mid-November. But I do believe that we'll just bounce around in here for a while.
Does the cash market in soybeans rally while the corn market weakens?
Well, I'll tell you what, when you looked at the limit up move the other day, that certainly isn't the way it spoke, but I do believe when you look at the outlook for strong Chinese purchases for reserves, it certainly does support that market. The corn market, I don't think the corn market will necessarily retreat, but I just don't think it'll move as quickly.
And one more question. What crop do you think will be the leader to the upside by the end of the year?
The leader to the upside by the end of the year is probably going to be beans. The wheat market also has some potential to do that, especially when you see continuing problems in Australia and places like that. But I think that beans have the greatest opportunity to be able to do that.
And your calls today?
Well, we're at the end of the month, so I would say we're right with the overnights, down 4 to 6 on corn, 15 to 20 on beans, 6 to 8 on wheat, cattle a little bit lower, hogs mixed.
Thank you much, Jackie.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.